Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Psachim Daf Chaf Gimel. The Gemara, in the midst of discussing what the word Yoichal, Soichal, Soichlu includes, does it include Isuri Hanar or not, which is actually a Machlekes Rabbi Avo and Chizkiya, but everybody agrees that Lo Yoichal certainly includes Isur Hanar. The Gemara asks on the top of Daf Chaf Gimel Omer Aleph, Hari Truma, the Rachmona Omer V'chol Zor Lo Yoichal Kodesh, a regular person cannot eat Truma, Utanan, but it still says in a Mishnah in Erevin, Ma'arvin l'nozer b'yayin, Yisrael b'truma. If I want to make an Erev, I'm allowed to use truma for the Erev. What do you mean? It says lo yechal. Truma is aser b'hana. How could I use something which is aser b'hana in order to complete an Erev, to use this as the food that's necessary for the Erev? That's the Gemara's question. If you look in Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil, Ma'arvin, Tosfos says, at the second half of Tosfos says, "Le'parah chachal libo demanda amar ein ma'arvin elo ledvar mitzvah u'mitzvus lav lehanes nitnu." The Gemara's question cannot be according to the man the amar that says that the only reason that a person may make an erev tchumin is for dvar mitzvah, because mitzvahs are lav lehanes nitnu. If you're making it for a dvar mitzvah, mitzvahs are lav lehanes nitnu. So then there's no hana being derived from this erev. So how could you prove from the fact that I'm allowed to use Truma for an Erev that Truma is not Asar Bahana? Let it be Asar Bahana, but Eima Arvin Elul Dvar Mitzvah, Mitzvah is Lav Lehon Es Nitnu, and I can make my Erev. There's no Hana being derived from this Erev because Mitzvah is Lav Lehon Es Nitnu. That's Tosfos' question. However, Reb Chaim Oizer, in Tshuvas Achiezer, Chela Gimel, Simen Pei Aleph, in the middle of Ois Yud Zayin, asks, doesn't understand, even if you say that since mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu, so something which is aser b'hana, there's no problem of putting down the eruv itself because I'm not having hana because everything I'm doing here is mitzvah and mitzvahs lav lehanes nitnu. But he asks that the eruv has to belong to you, and if it's isurei hana, the truma which I'm using for the eruv is not shaloi. In the half meaning of the Gemara that we're assuming that truma is aser b'hana, how could I use this for an eruv? What's Tosfos saying that the Gemara's question is not a question according to the Ma'an Omar that says that Ein Ma'arvin Elo Dvar Mitzvah? So the truth is, Reb Chaim Moshe is touching on a tremendous discussion that comes up in many places in Shas. It's discussed Rishonim and Achreinim. And one place we could look at quickly is the Tshuvas Beis Halevi, Chelik Aleph, Simen Mem Ches. And the title of this Simen is Yivar Din Isuri Hano Imikri Shaloi Adayin Oide Yotzer Mirashusoi Legamri. A discussion, all Isuri Hana, is it considered yours? Is it called Shaloi? Or we consider Isuri Hana, Einoi Shaloi, and it's Kfar Yatza Mirashusai Legamri. So the Beis Halevi brings Tosfos on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, where the Gemara is discussing a person said, Shavua Shalo Echel Kikar Zeh, or he said, Kikar Zeh Olai, and when he says, Kikar Zeh Olai, the Gemara says, in the name of Rav, Ein Ma'arvan Loibo, he can't use this for an Erev. And Rashi says that the reason why he can't use it for an Erev is because he asr the hana. Since it's asr b'hana, it's not shaloi. And Tosfos asks, even when a person asks hana from a chefetz, why can't he use it for an eruv? Tosfos asks some eruv in the aflamet aleph, when a person puts an eruv in a kever, the Gemara says he could use it for the bar mitzvah, because mitzvah's lav lehanes nitnu. So you see, the Beis Halevi says that Tosfos holds that even though there's an isr hana, as long as you're not having a direct benefit from it, because mitzvah's lav lehanes nitnu, it's permitted to use. Must be that Tosfos holds that Isuri Hana have a din shaloi. Now, if this is true, that that is Shita Tosfos, so Reb Chaim Oizer's Ha'ara on Tosfos is not a kasha. Again, the Gemara says that we want to bring a raya from the fact that the Torah says, Lo Soichal by Truma, I see it's Mutar Bahana. How do I see it's Mutar Bahana? Because the Mishnah says that I can use an Eruv of Truma even for Yisrael. And that Tosfos says that that raya can't be true according to the man, the armor that says that you could only use an eruv for a mitzvah. Why? Because mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu. And that Reb Chaim Oizer asked, what do you mean? Even if you say mitzvah is lav lehanes nitnu, it has to be shaloi. And that was saying, Shitas HaTosfos is that Isur Hana is shaloi. So now the only discussion we have is the hana that I'm deriving from actually using this truma as an eruv. And that Tosfos says, you have no raya from the fact that it's permitted to use truma for an Erev, that it's Mutar Bahana. Really, it could be Asar Bahana, but according to the Man Arma that says that I can only use an Erev for a Dvar Mitzvah, so Mitzvah's Lav Lehanes Nitnu. Must be the Gemara's Raya is only if you say that I can use the Erev even for something which is not a dvar mitzvah, and therefore I'm deriving hana directly from this truma by using it for an Erev. Have a wonderful day.